From yesterday, we hear the good wisdom from the book of the Ecclesiastes. And today all is about the meaning that we give to the time, because on the heavens, everything has its appropriate time. And for you to better understand, the time is linked with Jesus, because he's the one who gives sense to everything I do in the time and also in the space. Who is Jesus now in the gospel? This is another big question. In his time, in the time of Jesus, a lot of people raised the question of who Jesus was. The answer was diverse and varied. Some said he was the prophet Elijah, though others, one of the ancient prophets. But nowadays, we have the impression that the question of Christ is not still solved. Jesus, for some people in our time, can be looked like a perfect socialist. And sometimes there are some Catholics who consider that the preaching of bishops and popes are very socialist. That means the one who fights against the rich to give to the poor people. For others, it is a great philosopher, Jesus, like Plato. Or they consider him like a great humanist. But who Jesus really is? 2,000 years ago, there was a man who has given a good answer. A simple fisherman has seen it right. His name is Simon Peter. He said, "You are Christ, the Christ of God." That means Jesus is the anointed one, the chosen one, the one sent by God to save humanity in a fallen state. And for me, who Jesus is? Is he only a great name in human history whose life is taught in the gospel? Is he for me only a major figure like President Abraham Lincoln or George Washington or Dr. Martin Luther King? Or then I make mine today again the answer of St. Peter: "You are the Christ, you are the Christ of the God." If Jesus is the Christ of God, then it must have an impact of my life. All that is written in the gospel is valid for me in my daily life. If Jesus is the Christ of God, then I must learn to know him better and to love him. By clarifying this image that we have of Jesus, it will perhaps, I think, be the occasion to ask for this grace of a wider and deeper reception of his word and also of his action for us. Who Jesus is for you? I invite you, before the end of this Mass, to find your answer. And to find it, just go back to your own history with him. Go back to your relationship with him. If you don't have any memory about a God of power in your life, ask him today the grace of a wider and a deeper reception of his words and also of his action in your life. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.